This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and the other day, back on the 11th, I did a webinar for folks who are on the wait list for the fall 12 weeks to transformation about the 3 new rules for success and how to avoid failure. And it was super, super popular. I'm not going to air it here on the podcast, but what I wanted to do is go through those 3 rules in slightly less detail, but at least let you know what they are and my thoughts on them. Because these are tenets built into our 12 weeks to transformation. Too many of us have been going about things the wrong way, the old way, the way that doesn't work, over and over and over again, spending a lot of time and a lot of energy without getting the results that we want. So what we're going to do today is go through those 3 rules for success. And I want to let you know that registration is now open to everybody for our fall 12 weeks to transformation. I always open it up to the waitlist first, and only after they've had a good few days to grab their spot, open it up to everybody else, because a lot of those folks have been on the waitlist for like 3 months. We do limit enrollment. And the reason we do that is because I'm not going to allow in more people than I can serve well. And that goes for me. It also goes for Sarah. Every week we have a coaching webinar where I answer questions that come in ahead of time, and also for folks who can make it live, we go through those. Then it is recorded, these coaching webinars. So if you can't be there live, it's no big deal. But I couldn't possibly answer unlimited numbers of questions. So I only allow in as many people as I can answer their questions in an hour or less. Because yeah, I could invite in everybody, let in an unlimited number of people, and either not get to everybody's question or have these coaching webinars be 4 hours long. But A, I'm not gonna not get to everybody's question. I'm gonna answer every single question every single time. And I know that it wouldn't be a good tool for you if you had a 4-hour coaching webinar to listen to every single week. So that is one of the reasons we limit enrollment. The other one is because Sarah checks in every single week on anybody who is behind on a challenge. She reaches out, how you doing? What's going on? How can we help? Do you need something from us? And she has a limited capacity to do that as well. So you can go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/656, and your link to register is there. We kick off on Sunday, September the 29th, and when we get to the end of this episode, after we go through the 3 rules, I'll share with you some more details about the elements, how it works, what's included, the financial investment, all of that kind of stuff. But you can get the link to register, primalpotential.com/656. All right. We're just going to dive right in. We're going to do this. The first of the 3 rules for success is to tap into possibility. Tap into possibility. Most of us live focused on what's wrong or what we feel is not possible or what we haven't done yet. We live in the frustration. Most of us have stopped dreaming and have settled for limitations. Settled for financial limitations, settled for health limitations. And one of the most powerful things we can practice, and we do practice inside the 12 weeks to transformation, is to tap into possibility. You can have so much more. You can have so much more peace, so much more happiness, so much more freedom so much more money, so much more opportunity. You can have so much more. And if that makes you uncomfortable, this might be your most important of the three rules of success. If this makes you uncomfortable or uncertain or doubtful, that is telling you you've got some work to do here. You've got some opportunity for improvement and for growth here. It's exactly why you need to practice. And I will tell you specifically how I practice. I want you to begin with the question, if everything is possible, just if, play along, the way kids used to dream, you have to tap into possibility, and it's gonna feel weird because most of us aren't used to doing it. If everything is possible, what would your dream life look like? If there were no limits, what would that look like? And resist the urge that often comes with adulthood and experience and hardship. Resist the urge to censor your thoughts. Well, that one's not realistic, and I mean, that one's a pipe dream, and that's never going to happen. No, you've got to tap into possibility, not tap into impossibility. If everything is possible, what would your dream life look like? If there were no limits, what would be happening in your life? What would you have? What would you do? What would you be? And if you kind of roll your eyes at that question and say, well, I'd be independently wealthy and I'd be fit and madly in love with a perfect relationship, those kinds of things are possible. But we won't ever have them if we don't tap in to possibility. The beautiful thing is, and we do this every day in the 12 weeks to transformation with the identity journal, the beautiful thing is that even if those things feel far off, there are things you could do today to bring you closer to that, right? So the question that I use to help me bridge that gap, once I've identified if everything is possible, what would my life look like? The next question I ask is, okay, so if I were that version of me today, if I had that life and was living that life today, how would I show up? What would I do? What would I not do? How would I act? How would I not act? And there are gonna be some things on that list. Let's say there's 10, 15 things on that list. There are gonna be some I can't do because I'm not there yet. But there are gonna be some that I can do. And then we do those things today. But we have to begin by tapping into possibility, because otherwise we'll continue to live in our comfort zone and we'll continue to limit our lives and we'll continue to limit our potential. I've always said to my clients that when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. And I heard it said a little bit differently this past weekend. Someone said, to define is to limit. To define is to limit. If you define yourself as inconsistent, you are limiting yourself. If you define yourself as an emotional eater, then you're limiting yourself. If you define yourself as bad with money, you are limiting yourself. To define is to limit, and that is the opposite of tapping into possibility. Stop settling. It's not only that you need to allow yourself to dream, you have to build it into your life as a regular practice. I start every day with this one question. If everything is possible, what would I want? What would my life look like? Because every day that I do that, I'm making that possibility more real. Sure, the first time my coach had me do that exercise, I was rolling my eyes and it felt like a pipe dream. But the more I did it, the more I was opening up channels in my brain to consider how it might be possible. And now it feels very, very within reach. But that's not where I stop. I then go to, all right, So if I had that life, I was living that life, if I had achieved those goals, how would I show up today? If I were that version of me today, and we prompt all of this in the identity journal, if I were that version of me today, how would I show up today? What would I do? What would I not do? What would I choose? What would I not choose? And then I identify which of those things that I'll do. Sometimes it's as simple as working out first thing in the morning instead of diving into work. Sometimes it's about how I communicate with people in my life or making time for connection instead of telling myself there's no time. Sometimes it's about the foods that I eat or how much water I drink or people I reach out to or making time for personal development. But we have to become the kind of people who tap into possibility. That is an essential component for success. The second one is to do something every day that feels hard or makes you uncomfortable. Every day. Pursue something uncomfortable every single day. Do something that feels hard or makes you uncomfortable every single day. And bonus points if you enroll somebody else in this practice. Whether it's your sister, whether it's a friend, whether it's your spouse or a coworker, or a stranger on the internet. And you say, all right, what are you going to do today that's going to make you uncomfortable or push you out of your comfort zone or feels hard? This is what I'm doing. Did you do it? Where are you at with that? It makes it even more powerful. This is something that I am absolutely going to incorporate with the boyfriend, for sure. I think it helps you get to know each other better. I think it helps your goals become more real, and I think it strengthens bonds. What's one thing you're going to do today that feels hard or makes you uncomfortable? I'm asking this as if I can like see your hands raised, but rhetorical question, I guess. Have you ever heard of the progress principle? The progress principle. This actually comes out of research from Harvard on happiness. And they were looking to answer the question, what makes someone have a great day? They really did research on this. What is it that makes people have a great day? How can we like boil this down to something that we can all do? And what their research concluded was one thing. The thing that is the difference maker, that is responsible for someone having a great day, is making progress on something that matters to them. That is what makes people have a great day. Something that matters. It doesn't mean we were like super productive at work and we don't really care, or that we like folded all the laundry, so oh yeah, it was a great day. No, something that matters to them. And interestingly, we've unknowingly incorporated that into our identity journal because we're looking at what we can do to move the needle, what we can do today to make progress towards our goals or show up as the version of ourselves we want to be. This doesn't have to be something major. I'll use myself as an example right now. And I haven't thought about this ahead of time. So if I were to make progress on something that matters to me today, what would that be? And there's a million different things. It's not about picking the right thing. It's about picking one thing and doing it. Because, yes, I need to record a bunch of podcasts today. But that's not the kind of thing that I would say, like, that really matters to me. Yes, it needs to get done, and I want it to get done. But we wouldn't put it into the, like, category of this really matters. What I would say is that feeling at peace in my home really matters. And if I could, we're living out of a very small space right now, if I could spend 30 minutes making that space more livable, that would make a real big difference. So while there are a lot of things I can't do today, I can't make progress on construction today, that is not inside of my control. And, you know, certainly the baby is something that really matters to me, but there's nothing I can do other than like eat really well to take care of her. But I would say if I had to pick one thing, it would be giving 30 minutes to make that space feel more comfortable for both of us. Well, all three of us, I guess. Every day we have the opportunity to do that. Now, if I were to say, what is one thing that would make me uncomfortable today or that feels hard, I'm going to be real honest. Getting in a workout feels hard today. I have a very full day from a work standpoint. I have a couple of errands I need to run someplace that's about 30 minutes away. So that's an hour just in travel time plus the appointments. I have a handful of meetings. It would be tough to get in a workout today, and so I will. Even if it is 100 kettlebell swings for time, I've got a heavy kettlebell here in the office, that's growth. Some days, maybe the thing that feels hard or uncomfortable is a conversation you've been putting off. Maybe something that happened between you and your partner or you and your children or you and a coworker has really been under your skin and you need to talk about it. I had a situation with work very recently where it would have been easier to not have the conversation, but growth for both of us meant doing that thing that was both hard and uncomfortable and saying, hey, when this thing happened the other day, this is how I was feeling. And I just want you to understand that that's where I was at. And it would have been easier to just like let the time go by and let it pass. But it was hard and uncomfortable to bring it back up after a few days had gone by and readdress it. Start that conversation. I've had to do that several times in asking for help. It felt hard. It made me uncomfortable. Hey, listen, life is really challenging right now, and it's uncomfortable for me to ask for help. But is there any way that you could help me with this? If it feels hard to not eat after dinner, embrace that thing and do that. If it feels uncomfortable to walk into the gym and inquire about personal training or a membership, do that thing. Success requires that we step outside of our comfort zone. Do something every single day that feels hard or makes you uncomfortable, because your future depends on what you do today. The third and final rule for success is become a better thinker. Become a better thinker. Naturally, we're skill set people, right? We live in the world of abundant information, and we focus on skill set because we can learn more about that. And it seems like an easier thing to change. I need to eat better. I need to work out more. I need to create a budget. I need to get up earlier. But what we really need, if we want to be successful, is to become better thinkers, every single one of us. I heard somebody say something the other day, that mindset plus skill set equals jet set. Mindset plus skill set equals jet set. And what that basically means is that you can go anywhere and you can do anything if you have the combination of a great mindset and a great skill set. And where most people are struggling is with the mindset. The doubts, the fears, the excuses, the exceptions, the delays. If you want to create success in your life, commit to becoming a better thinker. Every single day I have emails in my inbox from people who are saying, I'm honestly tempted to just give up. I don't know what's wrong with me. Nothing works. Maybe this is just my lot in life. That's a mindset issue. That is not a skill set issue. And if you want to be successful, you've got to work on your mindset. You must become a better thinker. And there are a ton of ways to do this. We try to tackle all of them in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. Journaling, meditation, reading, stop giving power to your story, stop giving power to your past. All of these are mindset things that will help you become a better thinker. One of the ways that journaling really does this is that it increases our awareness of our thoughts, and we can begin to see flaws in our own logic that otherwise, when we're just rushing through going moment to moment, we wouldn't otherwise see. Believe it or not, meditation is a powerful way to actually think better, to be a better thinker. Most people think of meditation from the standpoint of it's relaxing, it's calming, it'll help me be more stable. But what a lot of people don't focus on is the fact that meditating increases blood flow to your prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that is responsible for reasoning, that is responsible for decision making. And we all know that when we're struggling, oftentimes our reasoning is just not there. Our reasoning is not sound. We're not making good decisions. And we can change our brain and naturally become a better thinker with just a few minutes a day of meditation. And I've done a full episode on transcendental meditation, which I do practice. But recently, I've been adding in accessory meditations, usually 5 minutes or less, for focus when I have a lot of work to do or I feel overwhelmed. And also, as I've gone through this pregnancy and just feeling emotional and things being out of control and the house stuff being crazy, and there's a specific app and there's a million of them, right? There's Calm, there's Headspace, there's all of these. I've been using an app called Simple Habit. And the thing I like about that more than a lot of others is that you can search by anything, right? So you can go into this app and you can search overwhelm, you can search focus, you can search temptation, you can search weight loss, you can search workouts and get meditations that are specific to that thing. I was listening to one the other day on morning sickness. Seriously, like that's how specific they are. Or if I feel like I'm having trouble focusing, I've searched focus and gotten like 10 different results on short meditations that help you focus. It's not just about being more calm or being more relaxed. It is one of the tools we use to become a better thinker. It is less about your skill set and more about your mindset. And if you want to check it out, you can go to getsimplehabit.com/primalpotential. You can get the free version of the app, which is what I started with. And even that allows you for all of these searches, and it has tons of meditations available for free. You can download them so you don't have to be attached to the internet to listen to them. That was really helpful to me on a plane ride recently. Or there's like a paid version of the app that just has more meditations, lots more meditations. But you can check it out at getsimplehabit.com/primalpotential. I'll also put the link in the show notes for today's episode. One of the big things we focus on in the 12 weeks to transformation for mindset is refusing to give power to your story, where you've been, what you've been through. We're not denying it, right? We're not saying that it is somehow null and void. We're just saying that becoming a better thinker requires that we not limit today or limit tomorrow based on yesterday. That today is a blank slate. That is a mindset perspective. Today, tomorrow can be whatever you choose for it to be, and it is not limited in any way by yesterday. And I'll tell you, there are two primary things that becoming a better thinker did for me. And if you ask me this question next week, you might get different answers, but here's what jumps out at me right today. The first is, you know, I really struggled with self-discipline, like really struggled. I desperately wanted to change more than anything because I was miserable. Miserable with my body, had no confidence, and yet I kept overeating and I kept turning to sugar and processed foods and I kept binging. And it was 100% a mindset issue. Whenever I said yes to the binge, it was because I told myself it was easier than saying no. That saying no was too hard, that discipline was too hard, and that there was always tomorrow, right? And if I got it out of my system today, then it wouldn't tempt me tomorrow, which was never true and a function of not being as good of a thinker as I am now. Doing mindset work, becoming a better thinker, really practicing expanding my perspective, showed me that it was actually far easier to say no to ice cream than it was to live in the struggle. It was way harder. to live a life I hated in a body that I wasn't comfortable in, desperately wanting more for my life, that was so much harder than it was to say not today to ice cream. And I still remind myself of that every single day. It is way easier to hold my tongue when I'm frustrated than to create and live through an argument or a tense evening with my partner. It's way easier to sit down and stay focused on work for an hour than it is to live with the pressure of procrastination or the guilt of not being productive. I was flying home from California the other day, and the flight attendant was walking around, passing out hot chocolate chip cookies and little bowls of ice cream. And the truth is that it was easier to say no to that than to get off the flight feeling bloated and tired and frustrated that I ate it even though it wasn't worth it. Mindset work changed my life. Becoming a better thinker changed my life, changed my health, changed my relationships, my business, my finances, my straight up potential. And what excites me is that I'm not done, that I can still become a better thinker. It's one of the reasons that I added in the short meditations. And that's really what fires me up about working with my clients, changing their minds because it changes their lives. I spent a lot of time on the webinar last week talking about the 12 weeks to transformation, and I got a lot of questions. I want to answer some of them here, primarily because there's a really, really short window of time for registration. We kick off on Sunday, September 29th, and we do limit enrollment. Before I do that, though, I think the reason that I was so drawn to launching the 12 weeks to transformation, to working more closely with clients, is because I know that for me, when I want to do better, when I want to be better, when I want to achieve more, I get a coach, right? If I want to become a better thinker, it's going to work better for me if I have a coach. And that always felt true for me, probably because I grew up playing sports. Like, yeah, I could have gotten better at basketball just playing in the driveway, but I got better faster with a coach. Having a coach meant that I was more likely to show up and practice than if it was just me out in the driveway by myself. Having a coach meant that there was another set of eyes sharing with me things that I either didn't know and or couldn't have seen for myself. So it was faster improvement with support and accountability. And I had math tutors. Yes, I could have stumbled along and continued to struggle and continued to try harder and get better, but the investment in a tutor made a difference. I also had a Latin tutor. I have a business coach. I have a CrossFit coach. And, you know, these three rules for success, and combined with, I guess, the power of coaches, are why I think the 12 weeks to transformation works so well and creates such major change. And I know from experience, even though I'm not like a facts, you know, a data person, I love research and I love science. But, you know, when I sign on with a coach, I'm not like, okay, so how long are we going to talk every single week? And what's that going to look like? And how long does it take you to respond to emails and all that? I just kind of want to know, like, generally, what are you going to do for me? But I know there are a lot of people out there who are like, oh, no, 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 no. I want the specifics. So let me give you the specifics about the 12 weeks to transformation. When you register, we mail out an identity journal to you. We've got a new and improved version that I'm super, super excited about. We always ask folks, so like in our summer session, what did you love? What did you not love? What could have been better? What do you wish that it had? And we incorporate a lot of those changes, which we've done for this fall session. We've added a habit tracker and a bunch of other cool stuff that I'm excited about. So we mail that out to you, the identity journal. And you don't have to figure it out for yourself. We go through details on what it is and how to use it and all the questions. We also have weekly challenges. So every single week, there is a new focus. There is a new challenge. We are focused on only one thing per week, and that changes every week. They build on each other every week. We have daily coaching audio messages. They're usually between 1 and 3 minutes long, rarely less than 1 minute, almost never more than 3 minutes. And those are posted in our Facebook group. They're also in our course platform where the challenges live. So you get access to this hub where you log in and your weekly challenges populate every week. Your daily coaching audios populate every day. If you're in the United States, you can also get the daily coaching audios via text message, but the text message functionality is not available for folks who are not in the United States. And these daily coaching audios are really to help you kind of re-engage in the process every day because, hey, life happens, right? We have coaching webinars every single week. These are live, but they're also recorded. So it is no big deal if you can't be there live. The vast majority of people are not there live. So they've sent in their questions ahead of time, either on our course platform or on our Facebook group or via email. And like I said earlier in Why We Limit It, I answer every single question every single week. And then you can go back and you can download these and you can listen to them again and again and again. You do not have to be there live. And in the course platform, there's like a discussion board where you can post questions, where you can start conversations. And as I've mentioned, we have a Facebook group. There is no requirement for anybody to be available at a specific day on a specific time. We have people all over the world. And so the challenges just automatically pop up for you in your course platform at the beginning of every week. And though you can join me live for the coaching webinars, and I don't know the day and the time of them for the fall session, just to give you a sense, they were on Mondays during the summer. But again, the majority of people aren't there live for them. They listen to the replay. But there is no requirement that like on Tuesdays at 7, you have to participate because we all are in different parts of the world and we all have different life schedules. So it's really at your convenience. Then there are others of you that are like, yeah, that's fine. I trust you. The logistics are the logistics, but I want to make sure that this is the right fit for me. I want to make sure that somebody has my back. I want to make sure that I'm not going to quit. The first thing I will say about that is that if you want to change something in your life, anything in your life, whether that is your finances, your career, your relationships, your mindset, your happiness, your weight, your health, that you will fit in. Because this is really not about anybody but you. Truly, truly. The other thing that I'll say is that one of the big reasons that we limit the enrollment is so that we can serve everybody. So that every week Sarah is able to look through and say, okay, who's behind and reach out to those people. Things are going to happen. Maybe you're in a funk. And that's why we reach out and say, hey, we're here. What's going on? How can we help? And we start those conversations. I'm in the Facebook group every day. I'm in the discussion board every day. Usually mid-morning or early afternoon, I check both. So I'm answering any questions, any comments. And I'm always available if you're struggling or having a hard time. In addition to having Sarah on the team to help, we've also brought on another teammate who actually starts today. I'll be talking more about her soon, but part of her role is going to be to make sure that we are really serving and available to everybody. And then there are some of you that are like, okay, just tell me when it starts and how I can get signed up. It starts on Sunday, September 29th. And registration is open now. You just want to go to the show notes for today's episode, which is primalpotential.com/656. Primalpotential.com/656. And if you want to know like how much time it's going to take, because there's a lot of busy people, the beautiful thing about the challenges is that they aren't something you have to make time for outside of the 20 to 30 minutes a week to watch the weekly challenge video. The challenges are specifically designed to fit into your life as it is, not something you have to make more time for, you know? And then I would say the last group of people are like, okay, well, I'm in, but like, tell me how much it costs. And I always share that, you know, because I've shared with you that I really find value in having a coach, and I will probably have a coach for the rest of my life. I hope to have a coach for the rest of my life. My 2019 mastermind that I joined for my business and my personal development was $30,000 for 9 months. And that does not include traveling across the country 3 times a year and the flight and the hotel and the food associated with that times 3. And in addition to that mastermind, I also have a business coach who's $10,000 for 90 days. And it is so worth it. And it terrified me. And the fact that it terrified me called me to a higher level of performance. And I don't charge anywhere near that much for my programs and to work with clients. But I do believe strongly that making an investment makes a difference and calls you to a higher level of performance. Having a coach, which is totally different than just following a program. Having a coach is infinitely different than following a program, and that makes a difference and calls you to a higher level of performance. And what we're talking about for the 12 weeks to transformation, weekly challenges, the physical identity journal, coaching audios every single day, live weekly coaching webinars, and a community where you can ask questions and create conversations, we're talking about $16 a day for just 3 months. Not $16 a day for the rest of your life. Not $16 a day for the year. $16 a day for 3 months, which equates to $14.97 for a coach, for a process, to become a better thinker, to practice stepping into possibility and getting past your stories. And I'm telling you, I get it. I hear it every freaking day. That's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. And there is something about that investment in a coach that calls you to invest in yourself, not financially, right? You've done that if you've registered. It calls you to invest in yourself, in your energy, in your actions. You've now taken it seriously. $16 a day for 3 months. You know the kind of junk we waste money on? Like, some people spend more than that on entertainment between food and cable bills to change your life. If you're ready to register, remember, we do limit enrollment, primalpotential.com/656. And I always love the fall session because I think it's such a powerful time. As we go into the holiday season and into a new year, there really is no better time to practice building this solid foundation so you feel like you've got this momentum and support going into the holidays and not only going into a new year, going into a new decade with a practice in place for growth and improvement. And the other piece is, because I don't want anybody to come back and be like, oh, you didn't tell us. I don't know what 2020 holds in terms of the 12 weeks to transformation just because baby's coming at the beginning of 2020. And I will be very clear that my desire is to have a session that starts in January, but I don't know what December and January are going to bring. So I haven't made that decision yet, which is another reason that if you're thinking about it, now's the time. And, you know, I think if you're listening to this, like, you either have this, like, gut feeling, like, oh, this is something I want, this is something I should do, and I would say listen to that. Do the thing that feels hard. Do the thing that is uncomfortable. And do the thing that calls you to a higher level of personal investment. Do that thing. Primalpotential.com/656 to register. If you're listening to this, like, 3 months from now, you'll probably see a wait list. But do not wait. We are so invested in our clients, and we really do make an effort to support you in any way that we can. We talk a lot about your part and my part so that you always feel supported as you go through. And I would love the opportunity to work with you this fall. Make it a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number
844-222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.